What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
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 Okay, just remember Thursday.
Let's wake up.
Wake up. Let's go. It's time.
No, I really don't want to.
I don't really want to.
This is our show.
People are coming on us. The galaxy is coming on us.
Can I ask how many people are listening right now?
One at a time, everybody. One at a time.
Well, then we best keep going.
Let's put on a show.
It's showtime, folks.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, it is definitely showtime. Definitely showtime. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So happy you're here, because where else are you going to hear the climate czar, John Kerry, on a private travel or jet travel, say it's the only choice for somebody like me? Oh, John, showing your stripes there on the elite and what the government is doing to the rest of us. It only makes sense for people like me. That's pretty much what they look at for everything. People like them, not us. Them. So, love to hear from you today on the state of education. Heard it with Armstrong and Getty, national news everywhere. The CDC, you know, that organization that the left is bowing down to and pretty much funding and, hey, do our bidding, tell people this, get them scared. They say there is absolutely no reason for schools to be shut down. Get the kids back into class. So, here's your question. Who do you believe is actually keeping the schools from fully reopening? Is it the teachers' union? Is it the teachers? Is it parents and students? Or is it the government? What's your thought on that? Love to hear from you. 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you, of course, by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them for that. So, yesterday's poll question about the military being given authority to police and censor soldiers' social media, I have a feeling there's a little bit more to that. You know, probably punishment included as well. So is that acceptable? 4% of those participating said yes. 96% said no. I think what's changing now is the fact that probably in the past, they haven't been so keen to go through everybody's social media. But now that the Biden administration is actually, you know, encouraging the hiring of people, the censorship czars, I think we're going to see more of a lockdown on people's opinions, especially if you're in the military or you are anywhere in federal government. So, better watch what you say. Just like in all those other countries that we keep telling people are bad. What you say, what you think, what you write down could get a knock on your door. It's going to get you in trouble. Remember the lady who was literally ripped from her home and jailed? Because on Facebook, she posted that there was going to be a rally or a protest in the government's eyes. And she had just reposted it from somebody else. This was in England. Knock on the door. Police there. Drag her out of the house in front of her kids. Probably going to be seeing that very shortly. And I'm sure there are people out there that hope I am first. And I know you're listening, but that's okay. Because for me, jail is worth the freedom of speech. It is worth all of our freedoms, all of our rights. How dare Biden and all of the rest who pretend to be Americans keep shutting all of this down? Because these people are only for one thing, and that is for full-on communist control. Absolute control. Over what you do, over what you think, over where you go, who you visit, who you talk to. That's what, this is all just a pre-trial. And speaking of pre-trials, really want to share this with you. An article coming out, this was back actually in September of 2020. And how far we've come. In Germany, medical doctors declare that the pandemic was planned. Not just one or two, not just a fringe group, no. Hundreds of doctors in Germany called doctors. See, they've got their own little version of frontline doctors here in this country. They have doctors for information. And back in September, they made a shocking statement during a national press conference that the corona panic is a play. It's a scam, a swindle. It's high time we understood that we're in the midst of a global crime. The medical experts there published a medical newspaper. 500,000 copies every week to inform the public about the massive misinformation in the mainstream media. They also organized mass protests in Europe. Not like the ones here. But it was around the same time, August 29th. You know, we have maybe a million in bigger areas. Tens of thousands and medium-sized. And then for us, here in this area, hundreds. But people in Europe, they know how to protest because they've had to do it before. So 12 million people signed up. And, almost 3 million actually showed up. The pictures are out there. So, what do these doctors know that we don't? That's not being shared? Why do they say that this pandemic is a global crime? I love seeing the pictures coming out of other countries. Oh my gosh. People packed in. Didn't seem to be super spreaders. So, do you think it's just Germany and America? No. Spanish medical doctors say the pandemic was planned. Yep. Even more medical doctors in Spain called Doctors for Truth pretty much made a similar statement during their press conference. COVID-19 is a false pandemic created for political purposes. This is a world dictatorship with a sanitary excuse. We urge doctors, the media, and political authorities to stop this criminal operation by spreading the truth. Okay, so Germany and Spain are just two examples. There are other large groups of doctors around the world. The ones who have the bravery to come forward. I don't know about those countries, but in this country, the bravery to come forward and risk your medical license Because that's what that's what's happening here. You speak out against something, you lose your medical license. If you can find it, because it's being scrubbed. The documentary called Plandemic. Check it out. So, if this is not planned, if this was not a plandemic, I would like you to ask yourself one thing. Why in 2015, so that's what, almost 6 years ago now, a system and method for testing COVID-19, not COVID-3, not COVID-10, COVID-19 was patented by Richard Rothschild, with a Dutch government organization. Now, even though that's, you know, almost 6 years from now, it was 4 years before the disease even existed. A testing method for COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? But it wasn't only patented. Millions of COVID-19 test kits were sold between 2017 and 2018. But wait a minute. We didn't really start hearing about it until, 2019? So if you're wondering about this information, it's actually from the World Integrated Trade Solution. And it shows something astonishing. In 2017 and 18, 2 years before COVID-19, hundreds of millions of test kits for COVID-19 were distributed worldwide. Wow. Did you ask that question to yourself? Why they would have patented all this if this was something exciting and new out of China? The COVID-19 project is planned until 2025. The World Bank shows that COVID-19 is a project that is planned to continue until the end of March 2025. So the plan, and the reason I say that is because on these documents it says expected project closing date, March 31st, 2025. So for all those people that say, oh, we should be done with this by 2022, which they've already said. No. This is going to go on a lot longer than you're being told. And I would like to take you back to 2017, by the way, and remind you that Anthony Fauci guaranteed a pandemic within the next 2 years. Exact quote, there will be a surprise outbreak. There's no doubt in anyone's minds about this. Well, of course, he had no doubt. Because he was working with Bill and Melinda Gates, guaranteeing an imminent global pandemic. Bill Gates even publicly announced that a global pandemic was on its way and could wipe out 30 million people. So, they knew it was on its way. They already had testing for it. Already distributed. An engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. This will happen in the next decade. A global pandemic is on its way. An engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. This will happen in the next decade. Who do you think said that? Somebody very famous said that in 2018. Bill Gates. I've been turned into the FBI. I've been turned into the FCC. Oh, I've been turned in and called a lot of things for spreading misinformation. Yeah. Do you notice I'm still here? Because it's only misinformation if you don't understand the truth and look at what people have said in the past. And in just in case you didn't get that name, it's The Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, bringing you the truth on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Did you know diarrhea is often caused by bad bacteria in food? Try Pepto Diarrhea.
Do not use if you have super diarrhea. Do not use if you enjoy diarrhea. Do not use if you're allergic to diarrhea, have diarrhea often, or have a white couch. Do not get into a hot tub or pool if you have diarrhea. Do not eat bean burritos if you have diarrhea. Do not go horseback riding if you have diarrhea. Do not take Pepto Diarrhea if you're allergic to Pepto Diarrhea. Do not stick a spoon in your eye if you have diarrhea. Do not jog naked if you have explosive diarrhea.
So try Pepto Diarrhea. And remember to have it on hand every time you travel.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Yeah, I got something I want to share today besides the truth. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And as you know, we are in a legislative session right now. Yes, a legislative session. And taxes are on the table. Yes, you should be worried about that. But what you should be worried about even more so is the fact that, got all my little papers here, so you might hear them shuffling in the background. One of the things that they are working on, and when I say they, I mean the Democrats, is a bill that will remove the two-thirds majority to raise taxes. Right now, we've got that in place. I don't know why they're putting this bill forward because, well, in the last legislative session, they didn't abide by it. Yeah.
Well, it was only one vote. We were only missing one vote to make it two-thirds. Just push it through.
And the governor signed it. So obviously the laws that are in place mean nothing. So let's create a new law or change an existing law to make it easier in the future so we don't have to break the law. That makes sense? Well, yeah, that's the Democrats' thinking in the legislature. This is why you have to pay attention and you have to look at all of these bills that are coming out daily. One of the ways that you can do that, log on to my website, 991fmtalk.com. Go up into the schedule, hit weekdays, click on my picture, and then it will take you to my specific page. And what do I have for you there? I try to make it as easy as possible. So, the 2021 legislative session that you are locked out of for your safety, even though those politicians are flying up here on planes from Las Vegas, packed in shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. They're willing to do that, but they're not willing to open the doors of the legislature to you, the people that they are supposedly representing. So if you go into my webpage, there you have it right there. The link, all you have to do is click on it to the legislature's page. Just in case you don't want to go there, you can go leg.state.nv.us. And the next link is straight to the Nellis page. All right. So you can go there. It's very easy to navigate. It really is. And you don't even have to put in the number of a bill. So you don't have to remember the name. You can just go into one section and just scroll all of the bills. And once again, way too many, because there is a limit on the number of bills that can be, you know, looked at, entered into. 1,500. Do I need to remind you that our legislative session is only 4 months? Mm-hmm. Pushing everything through. And with the media's help, making sure you don't know what's going on. But now you do, because you know the Democrats are trying to remove any obstacle between them and your money. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
JKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
There you have it. Your opinions, my opinions, we agree to disagree. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yes, I stand behind what I say and what I put out on the air, and I put it out for you as well. So, again, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Today's poll question, of course, is the CDC is saying, hey, you don't have to keep these kids out of the schools. Open up the schools. So who do you think is keeping the schools shut down across the country still? Is it the teachers' union? Is it the teachers? Is it the parents and students? Is it the government? Love to hear from you. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Just go to 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, check out my webpage. Okay? All you have to do is go into the little left-hand corner, and you will see what says schedule. You click on that. You click on my page. Or my name, actually. And I'm getting better with getting these things up on the site, actually, while I talk. So, if anything from this show, I'm getting more computer savvy. So, it's right there at the top. It was all planned. Proof COVID-19 planned New World Order. There's all kinds of stuff there for you. That's also where you can find the legislative session links and some interesting videos that you should just check out. Like the myth of authority. You know, these people banging on the doors and dragging people out of their houses because they've been exercising free speech. Check it out. Who really stormed the Capitol? How can you storm something when you are being escorted in by law enforcement? Everybody has their role to play. And my role for you is to bring you the truth. So I just received an email, actually a text. How do we get this out? The mainstream media is not going to talk about this. What do we do? You do it. Don't wait for the media. Don't wait for somebody to give you permission. You have an email. If they take it off of social media, that's fine. Find the main link. Find the original link, which I have actually on my webpage. They can't take us all down, and they can't take us all down immediately. Get that link into your emails and start sending it to your friends and family. Even the ones that you're not talking to anymore because you supported Trump. Which I find it just incredible that people are now saying that if you supported Trump, you need to apologize. I ain't apologizing for anything. My support of Trump, my bringing you the facts of what other doctors in this country and around the world are saying, putting their careers on the line, trying to get you this information. Get the link, get it into your emails, and get it to your friends and family. Because when you get it to one person, guess what? They get it to 10 more. And then those people get it to 10 more. And then those people get it to 10 more. That's how the wildfire of truth spreads. So please, do what you need to do to make sure that everyone around you is informed. Because there are way too many people who still rely on mainstream media, and they think what they're giving them is the truth, when it's not. So it's up to us. Find organizations wherever you live, because they're out there, and more are growing every day. Every week, it seems like I get notification from a new one. Of course, you have your standards, like all of the Republican clubs. I think they're in all of Northern Nevada. There's like 11 different women's clubs. 3 or 4 different men's clubs. And then county clubs, both men and women. But now we have the organizations coming together that are for everybody. You don't have to recognize yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. You can just be an American. So you have your organizations like Nevada Patriot, Washoe Patriots. You have groups coming together in the name of information. Find a group near you. If there isn't a group near you, start one. Because that's how all of these organizations got together. They said, we've got to get this information out. So they got themselves a website. They get themselves emailing lists, get them started. Pick a spot to meet. Unfortunately, in this atmosphere, the atmosphere that has been created of fear by the governor and his minions, they don't readily put the information on where they're meeting out. So you have to actually be part of the group. Others, they have no problem putting it out there because they know their constitutional rights. The businesses know that OSHA and all these other people can't come into their business. It is private property. And start thinking that they can throw their weight around. Which, if you just go to joeygilbertlaw.com, you can download the information for yourself, put the signs in the windows, start videotaping. If you get pushback, say, come back with a warrant. Because if you don't start doing this, then what the people planned 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, is going to do what it was supposed to do, and that is take us all down under the control of globalism. I mean, Obama is pretty much getting his wish right now. Obama wanted a civilian national security force. The Biden administration's deputy spokesperson has stated, yes, granted, it was in the past. And this is how cancel culture works. It can work both ways. Stated that the biggest threat to national security in this country was law enforcement. So what do you think is going to happen with people like that running the show right now? That means to me, you're going to start seeing the UN. You're going to start seeing people with different helmets and badges that think they run the show. But until all is said and done, this is still a free country. So please, you've got to do your part. And we do have to be concerned about those corporate giants who are in charge. We know Jeff Bezos. We know what he does. But in case you didn't hear it, Jeff Bezos has stepped down as the CEO of Amazon. Well, guess who took his place? Andy Jassy. Why should that name concern you? The new CEO of Amazon? Because Andy Jassy is the one who made the decision to remove Parler from their platform because of freedom of speech concerns. Parler wants to be an open and free space so people can speak their minds. But Amazon will have none of that. And Andy Jassy is the one who made the decision. So that should have us all extremely concerned. Well, if you're still using Amazon. But even if you're not using Amazon, guess what? It is such a huge corporation at this point because it wasn't broken up. Even when people were showing their concerns, it wasn't broken up. Say, you're getting too big. You're buying out all the little guys, and it's not right. There's still millions upon hundreds of millions of people who are going to stay with them. People on the left, people who don't get this type of information, people who don't want to hear this type of information. Amazon will continue to be the corporate giant that it is. And so Andy Jassy will be making his decisions on who to deplatform next. It's going to continue. So be ready for it. And be ready for chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. How about now? You want a heart-shaped box of chocolate from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville? Caller number two, right now, 884-9910, and you are the winner. And hopefully I like to think everybody's a winner who listens to this show, because your knowledge is growing, and knowledge is power. 884-9910, caller number two. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
He'd say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And that includes Bruce. Bruce in Virginia City, congratulations. Picked yourself up a heart-shaped box of chocolates from the chocolate shop. Hey, if you want to brag to your friends about the delicious, delicious chocolate that we have here in Northern Nevada, guess what? You can actually go to chocolateshop.us and send them a little something for Valentine's Day. Or maybe your sweetie is on the other side of the country for work, for play, whatever. Chocolate Shop, chopppe.us. Send them something sweet. Because, boy, there's a lot of sourness out there right now. Oh, man. Sour, sour, sour. What do we do with all this information that we are being inundated with? Do you cause a scene? What do you do? There are people around the country who are going into big box stores and telling people, you know, walking in with bullhorns, take your masks off. Take your masks off. Because when you have those masks on, you are just buying in to the whole thing. If you missed any part of the show this morning, you can get it at 991fmtalk.com. Listen to the podcast. I went through a big old list of the proof of how this has all been planned. It has been planned for years, and it is planned to continue until 2025. The pain, the misery, the killing off of small business. Because that's who the real attack is against. Small business. They don't want mom and pop shops out there. They want the Targets and Costco's and Lowe's and Home Depot's. They don't want the little guys. They want people off the streets. They want people working from home. They want people shut in. They don't want bars and, you know, big restaurants where you can go out and hang out with your friends and drink and talk. Remember, that's how the founding fathers got together. A lot of this is still being pushed. We're going back to the original revolution. Because look at where the majority of these people come from. England, the EU, they've spread out. They want control of America once again. And how do you get that control? How do you bring communism, globalism, new world order, whatever you want to call it? How do you bring that to a nation, a country as strong as the United States? The education system. Decades and decades ago, started in the universities. We heard about those university professors that were pushing communism. Well, guess what? Those professors produced teachers. Those teachers are now producing activists. In the ages of 15, 16, 20. You take over the education system. You take over the healthcare system. We don't have a free system of healthcare here. You get rid of the family unit. Moms and dads are bad. They're against you. Remember that? No more family dinners. Well, their idea of a family dinner now is sitting in a drive-through parking lot. Or having food that is not fresh, healthy food, just delivered to your door. It's cold now. Let's zap it in the microwave. The plan has been going on for decades, and so many are just following along. And it's time to stop that with the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So if you missed anything, make sure you get the podcasts at 991fmtalk.com.